editorial pages weren't covering this. News pages weren't covering this. And this guy got it right. So he was a natural. And, of course, he didn't think that the hacker crowd would be receptive to him either. He was surprised. Let's listen to a little bit of Aaron Magruder. Again, our phone number, 212-209-2950. Please show your support. Get those phone calls coming in. Remember, pledges of $50, $75, $125, or whatever you can afford. You'll get some of this amazing material that we're offering here tonight. 212-209-2950. Here's Aaron Magruder.
I love Bill Amon, by the way. Foxtrot. How many people read Foxtrot? He was mad because I got to the DCSS before he did. He actually had, yes, he had strips in the work. What he was going to do was actually run the whole code through a few weeks and try to see if he could get away with breaking the law.
And Alan.
All right. I know everyone's mad now, like, oh, Aaron, you suck. You should have let him do that. Well, I didn't know. We don't talk. So we're with the same syndicate. I like Bill. I was talking about 9/11. Yeah, everyone got dumb. So, it happened. It happened on a deadline day, on the day I had to wake up and do, you know, six strips in a hurry. And I woke up. You know something huge in the world has happened when you wake up with 13 messages, and it's 6 a.m. in L.A. And I turned on the TV. I checked the messages. I'm watching the towers burn, and my editor is like, "Don't worry about the strips today, because the World Trade Towers are gone." I'm like, "No, they're not. They're still there. Oh, they're on fire." He's like, "No. You're looking at old footage." So the good news was I had a week off. the bad news was the world's just gone to hell. So I sat around literally for 5 days watching the news. Because I didn't know if I had a career at that point. I mean, it really felt like, oh, everything's changed for real. Like, this actually is unprecedented in the history of America. And I don't know if anyone wants to hear from the smartass who doesn't like the government. But here's the great thing. This was the point I was going to make, which is, you know, when people say, how is it that you do this? How is it that you have the courage? No. Six strips, all done at the same time, at the very last minute, is a tremendous amount of stress. And it's always an all-nighter. So sometimes I do one or two all-nighters a week. So at around 4 in the morning, nothing's funny. And more importantly, I don't want to be a cartoonist anymore. So then the only things I can come up with are usually the things that are sort of, I feel, are so left field that I'm the only person that I think they're funny, and they're usually very subversive and controversial. And then I think, well, you know, there's no way I can put this in the newspaper, because if I do, I'll lose my job. But at this point, it's 6 in the morning. And I haven't slept. I don't really want this job anymore. I swear. This is how it happens. So I say, okay, I can either go with this idea that will allow me to get to bed within, you know, 4 to 6 hours if I start now and meet my deadline, and great, people will get off my back. Or, either... You know, they will like it, or I'll lose my job. Great, I'll never have to do this again. Either way, I get to sleep eventually. And that's how all of these sort of irrational things make it into the newspaper. Because there isn't a lot of responsible thought going into it. And when I say responsible, I mean this sort of, you know, classically responsible. How do I keep my paychecks coming? How do I make sure I can pay my rent from week to week? That type of response. Everything I do from that perspective is incredibly irrational and just plain dumb. It's dumb. So I was sitting there for 5 days trying to figure out what I was going to do about September 11th. And then I called the syndicate and said, well, what did Gary do? Gary Trudeau. And they were like, oh, he stayed away from it. He didn't touch it. Oh, really? Maybe I should stay away from it. But see, Gary gets his strips in a couple days ahead of me. So I had a little bit longer to think about it. And, you know, I just said, you know, hey, I just don't care. And so I went hard from jump. I mean, I started with the media, and then by week two, I got into Bush. And then I went for about 4 months, most of which you guys didn't see here because it got banned pretty quickly in the New York Daily News. Yes, it's always, well, that's right. All y'all saw it. I'm sorry. What was I thinking? I thought I was talking to normal people. Y'all didn't even know it got banned. It got banned. I got banned in the New York Daily News for at least a good month and a half, 2 months. It started with the Reagan strip, actually, where Huey calls, I don't even remember. I think he calls the FBI terrorist hotline to turn in Reagan. That's what it was. Because he, you know, had funded and supported the Afghan rebels against the Soviet Union in the 80s, so hey. And, you know, and then the Bush administration gave the Taliban $43 million in May of 2001. There's all this stuff. And, you know, outside of the world of wackos and conspiracy theorists and all of that, very few people in the mainstream have been willing to say what I'm about to say. Which is, I really and truthfully believe that George W. Bush is somehow involved, either directly or indirectly, in the attacks on New York City on September 11th. What was even worse, he stole the election. I mean, look. Obviously, thousands of people dying is a really, really bad thing. But as a nation, you know, nations survive attacks. Nations survive wars. They survive death. They survive disease, destruction. People get together, they rebuild, the country moves forward. Nations don't often survive coups. You know, when you just shred up the constitution of a nation, that's a much more serious offense. And it's not like I'm the only guy who knows this. I mean, what's scary to me is we at this point are at a loss for what to do. We don't know what to do about our politicians. You know, we don't know what to do about foreign policy. First of all, there's a few things that you should think about. One, I mean, I remember after September 11th, all these people were like, let's go get them. Let's go fight them. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Oh, yeah, like it's up to you. Shut up. Those people in coffee shops. I hate that. I hate people talking about foreign policy in coffee. You know what? Why? You have no say? Shut up. First of all, you don't know anything. That's what Americans, I just wish, see, I'm the guy to say, you know what? I don't know anything. I'm standing in front of a room of people. You all know a lot more than I do about a lot of stuff that's actually practical, that's practical uses in the world. God bless you for it. Me, I know nothing. But at least I admit to that. I tell jokes. I have a halfway clever sense of humor if you catch me on the right day. That's it. You know what? Most Americans are just like me. They don't know anything. So shut up. You are an idiot who has been raised by advertising since you were 2.5 years old. You don't know anything. Americans, they watch the O'Reilly Factor and feel educated. And talk about things as though they knew. Like, you know what the problem is with Cuba? No, and you don't either. Because you've never been there and neither have I. Cuba could be like Nirvana for all I know. You don't know about Cuba. You don't know about Iraq. You don't. So that really angers me.
Yes, and Aaron went on for quite a bit of time talking about other things that angered him and were interesting to him. A fascinating talk, very well received by the crowd at H2K2. Aaron Magruder, the author and writer and artist from Boondocks, the cartoon strip, which you can catch in most major daily papers in the United States, surprisingly enough to this day. It was quite a talk there. And again, Aaron Magruder, the guy who occasionally lapses into issues of computer hacking and talked about the ECSS in his comic strip and got it right, really did.
I'm Emmanuel. I'm seeing Aaron Magruder in even more mainstream media outlets now, but his line has not changed. For instance, he was on the air on Bill Maher's HBO show the other night with Michael Moore.
Yes, yes.
It was a good show.
Yeah, he always has a very interesting perspective on things. You may not always agree with what he has to say, but the way he says it, I think, is very conducive to inspiring conversation and
one of the thinking. One of the lines I remember from his talk at H2K2 was, in his opinion, the smartest person behind the keyboard, it's a fair fight.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, whoever's smartest behind the keyboard should win. And he thinks that's a fair fight. Unfortunately, that's not how the game's played, but I thought that was a good conclusion he came to.
We're playing excerpts from the H2K2 conference, which are part of the premium package we're offering for pledges of $125. By the way, we're in an expanded edition of Off the Hook. If you're tuning in for the Personal Computer Show, it's not on tonight. It'll be on next week. They'll have an expanded program next week, I believe, from 7 to 9 o'clock here in WBAI in New York, where the time is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're on until 9 o'clock. And we, again, are hoping that people call in. We don't know how many people are calling in right now, but, Mike, you were down in the tally room, and you said there was some activity.
They're busy.
Okay, well, that's what we wanted to see. We wanted to see lots of phone calls coming in. We have a lot of donations we've made to the radio station, the T-shirts, the hats, the films, the VCDs. So please call us, 212-209-2950, and accept whatever it is that we've given to the station as our way of saying thanks to showing your support. It's all one hand washing the other kind of a thing.
They're busy, but there's more volunteers in there than I've like ever seen before, so they can take your calls.
You know why there are? Because we've developed a reputation of having a lot of listeners who support us. So if all these people show up and then our listeners don't support us, we look like fools. And, you know, it's very bad to look like a fool here at WBAI.
I also like these volunteers because at least the ones whose cards I have excellent handwriting.
Well, that's good. It's always good to have volunteers that have excellent handwriting, so you send things to the right people. And that's one of the requirements. So if you want to be a volunteer, too, we could certainly use your help. And
we also want to thank the people who already pledged. Kevin from South Carolina.
All right.
And we have Greg from Georgia, and Jim from Paramus, New Jersey.
I was going to say, everything's from the southern United States so far.
And New Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah. All right.
A little southern, south of here.
And hopefully there are a lot more people calling in right now, 212-209-2950. We're up to $750, which is great. I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, but we do need to bring that number up considerably. Okay, it's up to 1,045. Do you think if I say that again, it'll keep going up? I'd like to, you know, have that be at least double, you know. I mean, that's where we should be about now. $1,045, that's good. Okay, $1,495, you're getting there. One more of those, and we'll be... Okay, I like what they're doing down there. 212-209-2950. A strong showing here is a good thing. There's no reason... We talk about a lot of bad news, and Bernie, you know, I think... You've shared your pieces of bad news with us, and we certainly share all kinds of bad things are constantly happening, you know, in the world. You may think that we have a negative outlook on things, but I think somehow throughout it all, throughout the Kevin Mitnick ordeal, throughout the Bernie S. ordeal, and the fiber optic ordeal, and the America going to hell ordeal, we sort of have hope. We continue to have hope, and we continue to look to the future as something positive, because people are getting together, people are sharing knowledge, sharing abilities, and fighting for justice. And that's sort of what this place is all about. You know, we have a voice here, and having that voice is one of the most important things that we could ever have. And not having that voice is a very bad thing. So please help us keep this voice. 212-209-2950. I guess it's a way of just investing You know, you're the sponsor. You're somebody who's keeping this radio station on the air. You know, you're our General Electric or IBM or Microsoft. You know, instead of having those guys dictating our programming policy, we have you being a part of it. 212-209-2950. What other place, anywhere on the dial, and I even include the non-commercial stations, most of them take underwriting, most of them have corporate grants. We don't have any of that, you know? No one's going to touch us. Nobody wants to, you know.
Don't we have a national magazine that underwrites us?
A national magazine?
Yeah.
Is this some sort of a swipe at 2600?
Not a swipe, no.
Underwrites the, well, we donate.
Exactly, exactly.
That's a form of underwriting, but we're not saying this program is, you know, is underwritten by a particular organization. It's a different thing, because then you have oversight, you have editorial control. And while, you know, we're involved with the magazine isn't dictating what we say. So it's an important distinction, I think. 212-209-2950. Again,
magazine's, you know, no good anyway.
Yeah, it really. We're going to talk after the show. 212-209-2950. You're just testing it to see. You can say it on the air. You can say it on the air, but we'll have something to talk about after the show personally. 212-209-2950. 1495 is where we seem to be at right now, and we do need to get that above 2000 pretty soon. Pretty soon, if not immediately.
I was reading the newspaper, or actually the online newspaper, and apparently the federal government publishes a list every so often of foreign terrorist organizations.
Ooh. Not to be confused with the do-not-call list.
Totally different
All
list.
Right. But you shouldn't call them either.
No, no one can call them. I can call people on the do-not-call list. And some,
no, you can't, because you're not touching this list. I got it. It's mine.
Well,
I'm not sharing
with anybody. If you're on it, I can call you.
Well, that's true.
Right.
But not with
But not
attention.
If you're a terrorist. A foreign terrorist, anyway.
Tell us what you have here.
Anyway, so on this list, they list aliases, because a lot of these groups are kind of shady and have more than one name.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the Basque terrorist group, ETA, they list, you know...
Oh, we're not on this, are we?
No, we're not on
this.
Oh,
thank God.
They list ETA, and they tell you what that stands for, some crazy Basque thing I can't pronounce. They tell you what it means in English, and they get a couple of aliases. Mm-hmm. Fine. So one of the lists, one of the groups on the list is the Kahani organization, Kahani Chai, or Kach, which is a kind of crazy Zionist foreign terrorist organization.
Maya Kahani from years ago, right?
Right, yeah, okay. his group. Except he's no longer with it because he's...
Well, he's dead. Yeah, that's why he's no longer with it. But he certainly inspired a lot of acts of violence in his time. And, well, we won't get into that. But regardless.
Anyway, so they have a long list of aliases. And something interesting on their list of aliases, four websites.
Websites?
Websites.
Okay.
So this website is... these four websites are listed as foreign terrorist organizations.
So websites are foreign terrorist organizations.
Yeah.
The actual HTML? this is interesting.
Now, what I found even more bizarre than this listing of websites as foreign terrorist... I don't even know what it means to be a website that's a foreign terrorist organization. First of all, of these four websites, at least one of them is no longer owned by anyone or affiliated with this organization. The domain expired and someone else snapped it up.
You mean they're listing terrorist websites, and they're not even registered by the terrorists anymore. They're registered by somebody else.
It expired. Someone else saw this list, saw that it had expired, and snapped it up. So that's Kahani.net. So that's just right out.
When did this happen? When did they... I mean, is it a recent thing that they got the website, or is it...
I don't know.
They didn't do their research, did they?
No, not at all. Now, the other three websites, two of them have just basically no content, so I have, you know, really no comment on it. The only kind of, I guess, one that seems to be run by terrorists, run actively by these people, if they're terrorists, I don't know, Kahani.org. Now, if you do a Who Is, there's this program called Who Is that lets you see who owns the domain. So you type whois2600.com, it says 2600 Magazine owns it.
Oh, now you gave that secret out. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Everybody knows
you
that.
Type whoiskahani.org, and it comes up with some people in Brooklyn. Now, Brooklyn may be a strange place, but last I checked, it wasn't foreign.
No, no. But don't they always accuse people in Brooklyn of, you know, plotting to blow up bridges and buildings and things like that?
Maybe. But this is a list of foreign terrorist organizations, and they've listed people in Brooklyn.
That's interesting.
Now, you would think that if the FBI were so fascinated by these people, they could just go to Brooklyn and get them without publishing all these lists.
I'm not sure I understand what's the purpose of publishing website lists as... I mean, are we not supposed to go to these websites now? Are we in trouble if we do that? If your child is surfing to Kahani.net, are we supposed to take an interest? What?
It's very, very... for the actual groups, Al-Qaeda's on the list. It's illegal for a U.S. citizen to give money to Al-Qaeda because it's on this list.
Well, what if we click on an ad that's on Al-Qaeda's website? Is that giving money to them?
I don't know.
Do they have ads on Al-Qaeda's website?
I have no idea.
Somebody go check. So what did they actually say in their statement? What, are they just warning us about this?
They don't say. It's just a list of organizations.
Where can I get this list?
You can get it from the Federal Register, the Department of State website, all kinds of things.
And how many names are on this list?
It's a fairly long list.
You're sure we're not on it?
I'm sure we're not on it. Right. We're like,
we'd be right at the top because we're 2,600.
Right.
You know,
I read the list. I didn't see it.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to point out the new amount.
The numbers are going up. That's good. 212-209-2950. Bernie, do you have any insight on all this?
Oh, well, there's dozens of websites on that list. And the Kahana.net, I checked that out myself using Whois. And it's registered to a group here in Philadelphia, just a few blocks from my office. So I researched this, and these people just snapped up this domain name that expired several months ago, yet the State Department continues to publish that alias, Kahana.net, as a foreign terrorist organization. So it shows you how confident the government is in keeping track of this alleged terrorist information.
Well, I mean, you know, if they didn't do their research as far as this goes, maybe they're not doing their research on other matters as well. Did anybody go to their website, the current website of that organization?
Yeah, I went there, kahana.net, and it's a guy who he's got a picture of a dove holding an olive branch, and you hear a John Lennon song about peace playing. With audio files. So it's.
Did he pay for the right to play that song?
I don't know.
Because that's how the terrorists operate. They don't obey certain laws, and before you know it, it's anarchy.
Reporting to the RIA.
I just might, you know. There's a lot of reporting going on.
Well, they're often referred to as a terrorist organization themselves.
Are they on the list?
Foreign terrorist organization.
Okay. Oh, they're pretty foreign to me.
They're from California by definition. They're foreign.
So far, we've had Philadelphia and Brooklyn represented as foreign areas of where terrorists are. Okay, so
you terrorized a lot of people lately. That's for sure.
This is an indication of the absurdity sometimes of the things that come out of the news.
I should point out, the people are in Brooklyn. The web server appears to be in like Texas or somewhere. Which is
That's
a strange
still not
place.
Foreign.
Still not
it's
foreign.
It's far away, but it's not foreign.
Yeah.
All right, so where can people see this list for themselves?
They need to go to either the Federal Register and look in Monday's edition. You go to the government website, find the Federal Register, find Monday, and then find the State Department, and it'll be right there.
Or maybe we'll just get it ourselves and put it on our website. How do you
we
like
could
that?
Do that.
All right, we'll talk after the show. Yes, Jeff.
There is an ad from the Al-Qaeda page. It's the Victoria's Burkas. So that's on there. You can click on that.
A joke. I get it. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's good. 212-209-2950. If you found any of that discourse interesting, please show your support by calling us and pledging whatever you can afford to keep this radio show, keep this radio station strong, and bringing you important bits of information. Did you hear that story anywhere else? Did anyone hear that story?
No.
I didn't hear that story anywhere else.
Mm-mm.
In fact, I heard it tonight for the first time. So that tells you that we don't talk to each other, and also that that there's all kinds of information out there that is just not being reported.
Hey, you need to read your email.
Yeah, I know. You know how much email I get? And a lot of it's from terrorist organizations, too. Or alleged. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. Please show your support, keep the radio station strong, and pick up some really nifty things as well. We have a couple of other stories we're going to get into, and then we're going to play a piece from Jello Biafra from the H2K2 conference. Now, that video CD can be yours, along with all the other video CDs, for a pledge of $125. You'll also get an official off-the-hook T-shirt, which will prove that you are a supporter of the coolest radio show in town. That's right, 212-209-2950. For a pledge of $75, you'll get the off-the-hook T-shirt, a 2600 baseball cap, and a copy of the film Freedom Downtime, a documentary film that we made a couple of years ago that kind of tells a very interesting story about something that happened in the hacker world. And Well, I just it's hard to really talk about because we spend so much of our time on it, but it's really a lot of fun to watch. To this day, I still get a kick out of watching parts of it, and I think that's a good sign when you don't get totally sick of it after seeing it a few hundred times yourself. 212-209-2950. All pledges above $50, you'll automatically get the Off the Hook T-shirt, and any pledge is welcome, no matter how small and no matter how big. 212-209-2950. Help us break the $2,000 mark. Help us go even further than that. We certainly could use all the help we can get here at the radio station. As you know, the economy is in a horrible state, and it certainly is affecting us here at the radio station as well. So we need as much help as we can get to keep bringing you the programs that you want to hear. This place we're not here, well, you wouldn't be hearing us right now. You'd be hearing something, well, you probably wouldn't be listening because it would probably be awful, whatever was on the air. So that's why it's important to keep the station in the hands of the people. 212-209-2950. Do we have more people to thank?
No, we do.
Okay, it's always good to have people to thank.
I'll thank David from Wayfied, New Jersey.
Okay.
Johan from Sweden.
How do you say that?
Johan.
Spell that.
J-O-H-A-M.
J-O-H-A-M. I don't think that's how you
Johan?
Say it.
Johan?
I'm not sure.
Johan.
Okay. What was that, Bernie? How do you say it?
Johan, I believe.
Johan? All right.
And,
well, thanks. Thanks so much for the call from Sweden.
And Zuleha from Yonkers, another name mispronounced.
But, okay, but a lot closer.
We thank them anyway.
All right, thanks so much for your calls. 212-209-2950. Jeff, you have more.
And it looks like we've got Lavasa from Union City, New Jersey. We've got Duris from the Bronx. And Robert from Brentwood, New York.
Out there on Long Island. All right, thanks so much for those calls. We know there's a lot more people listening. We know there are people driving in their cars right now that can legally make phone calls because they have those hands-free units. Yes, I'm talking to you. Why not make that call now? It's very easy. All you have to do is dial 212-209-2950, and we take all kinds of credit cards. Just simply read those numbers out or give us your name and address, and we'll send you a little reminder in the mail. 212-209-2950. If Off the Hook matters to you, if WBAI matters to you, please make that investment and keep this radio station going, because it's the only way that we manage to keep going. We don't sell advertising. We don't have an advertising department. And, yeah, it can be annoying hearing people ask for money over the air. I know that. But every time you hear a commercial, it's not only somebody asking for money. It's somebody taking money from you because you're paying for all those commercials in the products that you buy. Advertising, that's the biggest expense of any product. So whenever you hear a commercial, it's something that you've already paid for. You don't hear that on this radio station. You hear these occasional fundraising drives that are essential to keep the place going. And if you pledge your support, then a lot more can happen here.
This is refreshing, too, to see that there are people, and the name probably was Doris. It's just written differently here. But no premium, just donating money.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's what
nice.
It's really all about is making that donation, because you know the place is important, and you know the voices, the words, the opinions, the feelings that come out of these airwaves are essential. And without them, this city, this country, this world would be all the poorer. 212-209-2950. Not to make us sound too self-important here, but I'm talking about the station in general. Some of the things you hear on the station are just things you wouldn't hear anywhere else. I'm not saying, you know, you have to agree with everything you hear. I certainly don't. And there's a lot of times you hear things that outrage you, totally. But that's part of it. That's part of the whole process. If you disagree with something, you still have to support the ideas, the right to say the ideas, the right to get people thinking and talking and discussing. And I think, I like to think that despite everybody here on this radio station is open to differing thought. We certainly are here. 212-209-2950 is our phone number.
And while we're thanking all the people that pledged, we also want to thank the anonymous ones.
Yes, yes. You are the true supporters of the radio station as well. And we've gotten by with that support for so many years. 212-209-2950. Again, we have many different packages. You can ask the Tally people for their advice and help and that kind of a thing. Let's play the Jello Biafra piece from the video CD collection that we're offering for $125. Jello, as you may know, showed up at our conference back in 2000, H2K. He was the keynote speaker then. And he had so much fun, he showed up a second time, even when he wasn't the keynote, just to talk to a bunch of hackers and give his State of the World address. And he went on for quite some time. Not only did he talk about the state of the world, he played all kinds of corporate anthems. And, you know, I haven't seen this talk myself yet, or heard it, but it's I've heard so many good reports about it. And I also should point out, if you're concerned about sound quality that you're hearing, keep in mind, this is not the sound that we took from the VCDs. This is sound that we actually pulled off of the MP3s that we made out of it. So it's not quite as good quality over the air as it will be over the VCD. You might hear, on the VCDs, you might hear some, you know, the typical AV hum that you get at conferences. It's unavoidable. It won't be as pronounced, though, because when it's played over the radio, certain things get amplified. But again, you will be getting video. You'll be seeing a lot of this material and the faces that made it all happen. You'll be getting Negative Land, Mark from Negative Land, Aaron Magruder, Jello Biafra, the mentor, who is a hacker icon, and Bernie S., and a bunch of other people talking about abuse of authority. And Bernie, I still, like I said, I still get all kinds of comments about that panel and how informative it was.
Well, we just winged it.
So hope, well, don't tell people that. But hopefully next conference, which we're certainly hoping will be next year. Again, these things take all kinds of coordination. They take all kinds of investment. And if we know people are out there and that it matters and that they'll be there for us, it's a lot easier to plan for these things. You know, if you're not sure what's going to happen, then you have to be very concerned with, you know, what it is that you decide to do. Based on the response that we've gotten to the conference and to all kinds of things related to it, we certainly want to go ahead with another one next year. But they are expensive, and they take so much time and effort. But, you know, if they pay off, if they make people learn something and spread some ideas around and get people connected, it's worth whatever hassle happens. And I hope a lot of people will agree with that, because that's going to determine the future. 212-209-2950. Show your support. We're going to be playing a piece from Jello Biafra now, and we'll be back right after we play that. Hopefully this machine will work. Jello Biafra.
Anyway, I took my time, as you might guess, to tell this audience why I hated major labels, why I tried to buy nothing from them, why they deserve to be downloaded and file shared, and all they put out is sh- the most part anyway. And that it's not as though these teams they want to focus on are not unaware that a lot of these major labels don't pay dick all to the artists. They, Hillary Rose and the rest, claim, oh, we're going to bat for the artists. No, they're going to bat for themselves, because they take the money and then charge it back to the artists, saying, oh, well, we should owe you all this money, but we have expenses. We took 50 college radio people out to lunch at a fancy restaurant without telling you, and you paid for it. We made you go into our corporate-owned recording studio and pay triple the hourly rate that somebody who wasn't on our label would go to record there. And we got the big name producer, where we gave them a huge chunk of what's supposed to be your money. Then some of it was kicked back to us, and you get none of it, etc. And, of course, now that you get to travel in your big rock star tour bus, never occurred to you you were paying for that too, did it? Anyway, so I made the point that I think somebody else made. It was Mark again, right before I was on, that what the huge boom of Napster and then post-Napster says to me is that people want choice. They want more choice. The Clear Channel doesn't own every radio station in the United States. They just own 10% of them, which is still obscene, because they really do, you know, kick out all the local news content for the most part, and the local public affairs programming. KDIA in Oakland, when it was bought out by a Clear Channel rival, Disney, it was an African-American station. Kick-ass, soul, jazz, funk, hip-hop library, that all went out the window, so I suppose they could pipe the music in from Atlanta. You know, people want more choice. And the beauty when Napster was in full swing was there were all these things like radio shows from the 1930s and live radio plays featuring very, very well-known actors that were considered lost to history. And somebody found them and put them up there, and so it was recovered. So it was almost a library for the world in a way. So the question The question I had for these folks is, okay, with all the evidence that people want more choice and 7-Eleven saying, oh, now you have a choice, ho, 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 ho. Incidentally, also at the Hilton was Voyage to Freedom, 75 years of 7-Eleven convention was going on there, too. So why is the industry solution less and less and less choice, and this obsession, of, you know, like the RIAA and others, of denying people choice at all cost, denying people choice? And business, all big business, always says they want less and less regulation. Libertarians say this too, and more marketplace solutions. Unless, of course, the marketplace solution doesn't fit the profit margin that they had in mind. And if even the teen focus group in this company is saying that they download because CDs are too expensive, and when you're supposed to only buy a full-length album and there's only one good song on it, why not just take the song? The reason they do this is because they don't have any money, as the teens of the focus group said, but this is dwarfed by people in other countries, like Brazil, where the record recording industry thinks there's a huge piracy problem. A legal CD costs $11, equivalent of $11, less than it does here. Pirate one, an equivalent of $2. And the average wage is in Brazil is $70 a month. So which way are people going to go? Therefore, sure enough, file sharing and burning and everything else has turned out to be the marketplace solution that the privateers preach so much all the time. And the proof, according to Rock and Rap Confidential, was in India, this was going on in such a rampant scale that even the major labels cut their CD prices in half, and CD sales went up when the price was cut in half, 150% for Sony and 300% for BMG. You wonder whether the Ashanti album that just went sky high in the charts for Def Jam, maybe part of the reason was they offered a $2 rebate. Plus, the major labels engage in their own piracy. One of their forms of payola is to give all these chain stores hundreds and hundreds of copies of an artist's album for free and not pay the artist for them. That way the chains get to sell all these and make all the money. But essentially, if the artist ain't getting nothing, that's sort of a pirate too in a way, only it's the major labels who are doing it. And I reminded them, just as I mentioned here the last time I was here, that the beauty of the digital age is that for every barrier they try to put in our put to block us, and every little toll booth and fence they put on the information highway, some bored teenager somewhere of any age is always going to find a way to fuck the whole thing up. Every time. And sure, they got their wish and sledgehammered the original Napster into what it eventually became, but it was kind of a Medusa effect. Look how many heads grew in its place. It's bigger than ever now. Again, Rock and Rap Confidential reported 38,000 peer-to-peer sites have been identified this time around, up 535% from last year alone. People want more choice and control over what they get to listen to.
Okay, we're going to cut away there. That's Joe Biafra speaking at the H2K2 conference, and that's one of the premiums that we have available here for the radio station, a video CD of Joe Biafra, and a bunch of other people, too, also spoke at the H2K2 conference. And if you pledge to get that particular VCD, you will hear the mystery words that we had to turn the volume down for. We have no censorship on the VCDs. 212-209-2950. Jello Biafra gave a really good talk at the conference. Went on for several hours, just talking about all kinds of world events and playing those corporate anthems and things like that. Hopefully, we'll see him at the next conference as well. Bernie, were you there for that?
Yes, it was terrific. He's always got an exciting talk. And by the way, I'm still hearing Jello.
Oh, you're still hearing Jello? Okay, let me tell Jello to stop there. Sorry about
Jello has stopped wiggling.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Okay. 212-209-2950. We're in the home stretch now. I'm happy to say we're at $2,345. I'm particularly happy because it's a sequential number, 2345. But I'd like to get that number well above 2,600, which is sort of our magic number there. So it only takes a few phone calls to do that. 212-209-2950. We have different pledge levels. We have 125, we have 75, we have 50, or we have whatever you can afford. Different premiums for different levels. And all kinds of fun to be had by all. 212-209-2950. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and, of course, we take checks as well. Jim, yes?
I've got a couple people we'd like to thank for pledging. We have Bob here from Littleton, Colorado. Thank you for calling long distance, Bob. We have, it says author, and I don't know if this person is a literary light or it's just Arthur. But Arthur is from Eastern Connecticut. I'm not sure if that's the name of the town, but thank you as well, Arthur or author.
That's Eaton, Connecticut, I think.
Eaton? Isn't it Eaton, Pennsylvania?
It's Eaton, Pennsylvania. That's what I was thinking.
That's Eastern.
We'll check on Arthur or author.
We're familiar with Eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right. Bernie, that's where I know it from. That's where you were in prison, wasn't it?
It's also the home of Crayola. Did you know that?
One of the stops on my tour. You visited me there, man.
I did. Wait, is it really the home of Crayola?
And the Pez Museum.
Well, why didn't I go there, too, when I visited him?
Crayola just had a big parade the other day.
It would have been a lot of fun. Oh,
the world's largest crayon they just made.
Wow. Okay, it's nice to know that prisons aren't the only thing.
He keeps up with the old hometown, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue with people.
And we'd also like to thank, finally, Michael from Brooklyn, a local person. And thank you all for supporting Off the Hook here on WBAI New York.
All right.
Some of foreign terrorist organizations.
Yeah, well, hopefully not. 212-209-2950. I guess it's all in the perspective of the people judging. Again, we don't know how many people are calling in right now because we don't have that little magic box, which hopefully will be replaced soon. So other people will know how many people are calling in. It's nice to see all the lights lighting up. You know, I don't see anything because we don't have any lights. But we know you're out there.
You're going to have to get the blinking lights, folks, from Germany.
They can make lights blink on buildings in foreign cities, we should be able to get lights to blink here in the studio. It's not that hard. But we know that people are calling. We have faith that people are calling in, and we just need you to call in the next less than 20 minutes or so, because we'll be off the air then, and that's it for us for this marathon. So show your support. If you're driving now and you think you're going to make it home in time, you know, there's no point racing. Just pull up to the side of the road and make the call now. Because after 9 o'clock, you won't be able to get any of this. 212-209-2950. Just think about the void in your life without WBAI, without Off the Hook, without these different voices coming your way, telling you all kinds of different things, such as this. We talked last week about the guy who revealed that, holding the shift key was a way around the latest CD copy protection?
The MediaMax CD3 copy prevention system.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And what, all you have to do is hold the shift key?
And yeah. Okay. You can keep the driver's
run.
So we joked about this last week. We joked about how this high-tech solution to, I guess, this problem is going to get this guy in a whole lot of trouble because, he's violating some kind of a copy protection scheme simply by hitting the shift key or telling people about it. And sure enough, 3 days after he posted a paper on the website detailing how to defeat the copy protection software on a new music CD by pressing a single computer key, the maker of the software said last Thursday that it would sue him. That statement came from Suncom Technologies. They said they would sue Alex Halderman over the paper, which said Suncom's MediaMax CD3 software could be blocked by holding down the shift key on a computer keyboard as a CD using the software was inserted into a disk drive. And this is what they said. Suncom believes that by making erroneous assumptions and putting together his critical review of the MediaMax CD3 technology, Haldeman came to false conclusions concerning the robustness and efficacy of Suncom's MediaMax technology. They say they lost more than $10 million of their market value since Haldeman published his report. Now, I believe we have an update on this story. Do we, Mike?
Well, they lost $10 million because their software is junk, but they changed their mind.
They changed their mind.
Didn't MediaMax also say that, but what this guy didn't know was how much better our software will be or could be, but they didn't tell him how much better it could have been. It was some really ridiculous quote from Suncom.
I'm more concerned with this is something recent. They just changed their mind about the whole lawsuit?
No lawsuit.
There's no lawsuit. You have this on good authority.
It's in the back here.
Okay, read it.
The the RIAA had threatened action under the DMCA against, I'm sorry, this is the wrong guy, Ed Felton, which
different
is who
lawsuit.
Was his...
Different lawsuit.
Right, but that is who was Haldeman's graduate advisor.
Ah, okay. He had a mentor then that... you see what happens? But, you see what happens when these people, like, they start trouble, then their students start getting into trouble, too. It's a glorious progression.
The whole den of iniquity in the Princeton University CS department.
And we're the den of iniquity right here on the FM dial, and you can help that den stay open 24 hours a day by calling us at 212-209-2950, pledging your support and keeping the bills paid here for another period of time. 212-209-2950. Oh, I'm dismayed. We're still at 2,345. Now, there could be two reasons for that. Could be that not a single phone call has come in, or it could be that so many phone calls have come in that they're so busy that they can't update the calculator over there, which is what we use to transmit the information back and forth. Please, 212-209-2950. If you don't get an answer right away, just keep trying. But we do need to hear from you before 9 o'clock, because that's when we are off. That's when it's over for us, one way or another. So this guy's not being sued. I guess that's good news. But the fact that they would actually seriously consider it, even for a moment, that tells you what crazy times we live in.
Well, they did lose 20% of their stock. Stock went down 20%.
Yeah, but why did they lose 20% of their stock?
Oh,
because
God,
their product sucked. That's why.
But they need to blame somebody for the stockholders.
Blame the people who designed it. Blame the people who made it possible that, holding a shift key can defeat the whole thing. Or just blame the mentality that makes that kind of thing... you know, something that they want to create in the first place.
Kind of like blaming hackers for Microsoft blaming hackers for security flaws in their own products.
Yeah, I mean, you will never reach a stage where people won't be able to copy music. You won't. What you can try and do is create an environment where people want to support the artist. And whatever, you know, industry the artist is part of. If it's reasonable, but if it's unreasonable, if it's gouging the consumer, if it's suing their own customers, if it just has this horrible smug attitude, then people aren't going to support that. People will do everything they can to avoid that process, and you can't be surprised when that happens. You know, I think if CDs were reasonably priced, you know, people who aren't buying CDs right now, they're buying something else instead. They're buying, you know, CD players or writers or burners or blank CDs. They're, you know, the money is being spent on something. It's being spent on something that is affordable, something that there is a need for. And if you know, you wonder why people aren't buying $20 CDs, it's not too hard to find the answer for that, I don't think. 212-209-2950.
Are we going to take any calls this evening?
I don't think we have. We can try, but I'd like people to be calling in. I'll tell you what, if that number goes above 2,600, that'll be our cue to open up the phone lines.
Okay.
I don't want to blackmail people there, but I also don't want to distract them from the important task today, which is to support the station.
I don't think it's blackmail. I think it's incentive.
Incentive, yes. But again, we want to make sure that people really want to support the place, not just calling either just to get a premium or not just calling just to hear us shut up or something like that. We want people to really understand that we're serious. You know, this isn't a job that we don't believe in here. This is something that is very important. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number. You make that ring and bring our numbers up and keep this place going. Now, there's another case out of England. A hacker suspect who claims his PC was hijacked. Yeah, you notice how when you put hacker and hijack in the same sentence, they look almost identical, which is not a very good thing. But an English teenager charged with hacking and crippling a U.S. seaport's computer navigation system told a court last Friday his PC was hijacked by hackers posing as him. Okay, Aaron Caffrey from Dorset in southwest England was charged last year under the 1990 Computer Misuse Act and accused of unleashing a flood of data capable of knocking computers offline on a Houston, Texas seaport in September 2001. He denies the charges. He's accused of triggering the paralyzing data blast on a vital computer server used to coordinate ship movements in the Houston port, the sixth biggest shipping port in the world. Sounds like something out of the film Hackers, doesn't it? He said that while the attack apparently was triggered from his computer, he was not the person behind it. He said his machine may have been taken over by another individual or group who then set the digital onslaught in motion. My computer was completely and utterly vulnerable to many exploits, Caffrey told Southwark Crown Court. I wonder what
operating system he was running.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like to find out for sure. I mean, it's possible that somebody can actually hijack a computer and make it do all kinds of things like that. That would be something to know. Caffrey was the lone expert witness for his side. He said hackers could have fished out his security password to steal his online identity. Not much in the way of hacking there, but never mind. Or he said they could have installed a Trojan program, so named because they can take over a machine remotely. He faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison if found guilty, and the verdict is expected sometime this week. Interesting. Interesting story, and one of the many different kinds of stories that we're following. Oh, we're up to 2770. How nice. 212-209-2950. I guess why don't we take some phone calls?
Yeah,
we promised we would.
Absolutely. We still want to try and break 3,000.
Yeah, we do. We just want to keep pushing that number up, and it's, you know.
We're getting closer.
We are getting closer. Up to 2895 now. 212-209-2950. And I guarantee, you know, those of you who are on the fence about this, who are thinking that, well, should I call, shouldn't I call? You feel really good after calling. You really do, because I've done this myself. In fact, I think most of us have.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you've it's like voting for something you believe in. I know that doesn't happen very often at the polls, but it does happen occasionally. And when you vote for something that you believe can make a difference, you feel like you know you've done your part, and there's no better feeling than that. And it also doesn't take very long too. If you call in, you simply give us your statistics, your name, your credit card number if you have one, etc. And it's done like that, and the people on the other side are really friendly and fun to deal with. 212-209-2950, and look at that. It's completely
a horrible accident.
What happened to the calculator?
It did go to 3,020.
It does look like it says 3,020, but it also looks like the LCD on the calculator has burned out.
Well, we've managed to hack that, too.
Uh-oh. Well, okay, so you see, we reach one hurdle, and right away we're presented with another one. Now I guess we need a new calculator.
Our goals are now higher.
All right. Well, again, keep those calls coming in, 212-209-2950. Just to run down the pledges, for a pledge of $125, you'll get the video CDs from H2K2, a total of 8 video CDs featuring people like Jello Biafra, Aaron Magruder, and Mark Hosler from Negative Land, as well as such luminaries as Bernie S.
The Mentor,
and Shapeshifter, and all kinds of other people talking about various hacking issues. That's for a pledge of $125. You also get an off-the-hook T-shirt, which are very cool to wear. I say that from personal experience. For a pledge of $75, you'll get a copy of Freedom Downtime, our two-hour documentary on the hacker world and Kevin Mitnick and the Free Kevin Movement, as well as a 2,600 baseball cap, which will definitely earn you respect in whatever scene you happen to be in. They're good for all kinds of things. And also, in addition, you'll get the off-the-hook T-shirt. You can't avoid the off-the-hook T-shirt. You're going to get that, all right, no matter what. You pledge $50 or more, you're going to get an off-the-hook T-shirt, and there's just no persuading us otherwise.
Extra large.
Put an avant-garde phrase to have on your T-shirt these days, too.
An avant-garde phrase? You mean the phrase off-the-hook?
Yes, absolutely.
That's true.
We were ahead of the curve.
We certainly were. We had it before MTV had it. All right. I hope they fix that, because it's very hard to read.
Can they hear us?
Maybe they don't know that the calculator isn't lighting up like it used to. You see, the high-tech solution we have here, folks, is for us to see how much money we've raised, we have a little calculator underneath a closed-circuit camera in another room, and somebody types in the number, and then it changes, and we see over the camera what the number is.
There's some more light.
They're readjusting.
Oh, okay, the light's back on. All right. You know what? I think it's a light just shining down on it. That's what it is.
Okay. Someone knocked the light.
Okay.
Thank you.
So much commotion down there. So much commotion that things are being knocked to the floor, and that's, you know, we like to see commotion. All right, 212-209-2950 is our pledge line. Should we take a phone call?
We promise.
2900 is the phone-in line. If you haven't called in to pledge, though, we ask that you call that other number first, because, you know, that's a limited-time thing. In 10 minutes, that's going to be all over. So we'd like to hear from...
Quite frankly, they're more friendly than we are.
Who's more friendly than we are?
The volunteers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
speak for yourself.
And good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Tom Ford calling from Direct Satellite.
Why is it the first time that we take a phone call, it's a commercial? You see, this is the kind of thing that can happen.
you want me to try?
And didn't I put this number on the Do Not Call list? Didn't I do that already?
I thought so.
All right, let's try over here. I'll bet I know where it is, too. Good evening. You're on the air. Oh, no, it wasn't. That's actually better than what I thought. Okay, well, hopefully we're getting better calls on the pledge line. 212-209-2950. Oh, you know what? We lost Bernie.
We did. Maybe he's back here.
Bernie, could you call that that number again that I gave you? I gave you a special number. Call that number back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I disconnected you. I pressed the wrong button. Boy, what an idiot. 212-209-2950 is our pledge line. We're up to $3,020, and we'd like to keep that number going up in the time we have remaining, which is not very much time at all. And good evening. You're on the air.
You have to talk to me?
Speak up.
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. I got in pretty quick. I just made a pledge, by the way.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm renewing my membership.
Thank you very much.
And I heard you read the article about the young man in England who said that someone took over his computer remotely. And I recently had a problem where someone was running a sex website off of my computer.
Oh, dear. How'd that happen?
They used some Trojans and some worms, and they managed to get some passwords off my server, and they were running it. They even set up accounts, and I got some software, antivirus, and a firewall. That's helping me now, but it's definitely possible. I experienced that. When I would boot the machine up, I found it because I go into Task Manager, and I would monitor the things that are loading up. I kept seeing this sex thing in Project One loading up and then disappearing, you know?
Oh, boy.
And the software that they used was able, X-Tray and some other T-Kids and all these things. I went on the Internet and...
Well, were you able to purge your computer of all this?
I had to format the drive.
Uh-huh.
I had to do the whole thing over, re-image it.
Well, how do you feel after having something like that happen to you?
Oh, man, I felt violated. I felt like I was, raped physically. You know, someone violated my privacy.
Yeah, it might be a bit of a stretch, but... Definitely a violation of some sort going on there.
I have a very big concern about these cookies now. You know, now that I have the firewall and someone's always trying to attack my ports, it's just driving me crazy.
The Internet is a dangerous place, my friend. You have to be very careful.
Block your ports.
All right. And good advice for anybody. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your pledge, and thanks for your comments and thoughts. And please keep listening over the years to come, which I'm sure we'll be here for. And let's see if we can fit in another phone call. Let's try this one over here. Good evening. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there. It's Cheshire in Florida.
Cheshire in Florida. Wow. That's,
how you doing, man?
That's amazing that we're hearing from you.
Well, the problem down here is that we've got a little rate case coming up.
Uh-huh.
And there's a circus going around the state called the Public Service Commission hearing.
Okay. Can you sum this up in 2 minutes or less?
Basically, they want to raise intrastate rate or lower intrastate rates, but in the lowering process, raise local rates.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying let's lower the intrastate rates and raise the interstate rates, but you have to go to the FCC for that. People should contact their local public service commission and tell them to get in touch with the Florida Commission about stabilizing the rates, rate parity between intrastate access rates and interstate access rates. They can contact me by looking up spacyideas.com/rates. Spacey is SPACEY ideas.com/rates. My roommate Ozzy has a thing going on. There's some web links there where they can find their local commission by going to the website for NARUC, the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners, which has a convention coming up next month in Atlanta. So the commissioners will be getting together. Let's give them something to talk about.
All right, and Cheshire, it's great hearing from you. The Cheshire, of course, is one of the former editors of Tap Magazine. He's been involved in the phone freak and hacker scene for many years now. And you are also a speaker at H2K2, where we've been featuring talks from... I don't know if you... Are you aware we're doing a fundraiser tonight, Cheshire?
I was not aware.
Oh, well, yes, you're calling from Florida. Yes, we are doing a special fundraiser. That's why we're on for that extra hour tonight. And we're trying to get people to call in, support the station, and we're offering some video CDs from the H2K2 conference, which you were at.
Yes, it was. And my talk on direct resistance is up as one of the MP3s from the conference.
Okay, yeah, and all the MP3s are going to be up on our website, too, hopefully within the next week or two, so you'll be able to hear the audio as well. But hopefully we'll see you at the next conference, which we're trying to make happen next year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Yeah, I mean, they're so educational and so much fun to, to share experiences with.
I had fun.
I'm not sure what you said, but I think you said you had fun.
I always have fun at the Hope conferences.
Ah, well, that's good. That's good. Well, Cheshire, it's great hearing from you again.
Same here.
All right. And good luck with your fight there.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Good seeing you.
All right. Cheshire Catalyst there. And, yes, 212-209-2950 is our phone number to call in for pledges. We're just about out of time here. Mike, you have some more people to thank?
Just three more people who will let us read their names. So we have Eric from Bolton, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, wow.
Brother Bill and KJ from Lake Grove, New York.
Hey, I know them.
Oh.
Those are good folk.
They're good folk,
yes,
and absolutely. We thank them for pledging.
Thank you so much.
And Vincent from Brooklyn.
Okay. Thanks, thanks, Vincent from Brooklyn, and everybody
who,
else.
Who's also doubtless good folk.
And if we haven't gotten to your name, it's because it's held up in the queue. We're up to $3,145, which is really good. I'm very happy with the response we've gotten tonight, and hopefully this is a good sign for the radio station in general. Certainly is good to hear from our listeners like this. We'll be off until November. In all likelihood, we're definitely not on next week, and in all likelihood, we won't be on in 2 weeks. If we are, we'll post an announcement on the website, www.2600.com. And otherwise, we'll be on again 3 weeks from tonight. So until then, I guess you'll just have to keep awake and send us updates at oth@2600.com. And we'll talk about whatever happens between now and the next time we're on the air. Again, thanks so much to everybody who called in to pledge. If you still want to call in, you have a few minutes. 212-209-2950. And stay tuned to WBAI throughout this whole period. Keep this place alive. Because without it, we're definitely going to be losing something. Good night.
Constructive tune of 1966, Don't Be a Dropper. Everybody, the hardest working man in show business, James Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
James Joe Brown Jr. is probably the most influential African-American singer in the last four decades.
As a songwriter, producer, performer, entrepreneur, and civil rights activist, James Brown trod a path many have followed.
And his influence on today's music is beyond question. It's literally in the groove, thanks to the magic of sampling.
Join the Midnight Ravers on Friday, October 17th, 2003, on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock a.m., as we present Soul Power.
So remember, that's Friday, October 17th, from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. It's going to be Raver Terrific.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.